Jump over to the livestock side. Cattle futures, boy, saw some decent sales. At least steady money coming out of the south. They're pretty much wrapped up for the week. The north, we just kind of plugging along?
Well, it is, but we're starting to plug along on the futures level now, where we got a seasonal basis level. Before we're starting to carry the futures market where they're higher than the cash, and that's not a positive signal on the futures side. But now we're getting that back in line. The box beef has really been moving up. They've added over $10 here in a week, so that's going to definitely support the packers as it moves higher. The hogs, they were just heading south in a hurry, and now today they've really turned around and putting some money back into the market, and hopefully giving them a short-term or maybe longer-term low.
Is there some anticipation? Obviously, we're already into the month of March, that grilling season, once this snow melts in so many areas, will pick up?
Well, it's coming, but we're also getting into some very tight supplies of cattle. There's concerns that with the pullback in the cow numbers over the years, and then March is going to be a very tight time frame before we get into the calf feds. So we could get into a bit of a squeeze here, and that will add some definite support to the cash markets. One of the factors that was creating a lot of consternation in the livestock markets last few days was the issue about the furloughs with the USDA inspectors. Hopefully they'll get that pushed to the side, and because that'll be several months down the road yet. And focus on the current situation.
I got a kick out of how the Ag Secretary, when he was being grilled in front of the Ag Committee, said, oh, no, it's not that bad when it comes to sequestration and what it's going to affect for those meat inspectors.
I think there'd be some real questions raised if they start affecting the food supply for not only does that affect the businesses, whether it be agriculture or retail businesses, but also the consumer when they get hit with the pocketbook.